Fem/February 2017. Chapter 2. Adele, Serena. Triple X, Return of Xander Cage. Written by Atlantis Airlock. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Triple X, Return of Xander Cage. After everything settles down, Gibbons gets the idea into his head that he wants to rebuild the Triple X program from the beginning. No more suits, no more corruption. He extends the offer to everyone involved in the whole Pandora's Box fiasco. Becky agrees immediately. Nick shrugs and says whatever so long as he can still be, as he so crudely puts it, a baller. And Tennyson just nods, then starts asking about government mind control again. You raise an eyebrow at Xander, then at Gibbons. You seem like just another suit to me. From Xander's side, you see the corner of Serena's mouth quirk upwards. Just the slightest. Gibbons responds with an amused, even impressed, chuckle. You want to give me the chance to prove you wrong? Well, there are worse ways to spend your time. You grin at him, all teeth bared. Where do I sign up? Gibbons assigns you mentors, insisting that, despite your prowess at all of your specific skill sets, there are some things all XXX agents must know, and who better to teach you the ropes than existing XXXers? He sticks Tennyson with Xander, because Xander's probably the only one who can actually understand Tennyson most of the time. Becky gets Zhang as her mentor, because Zhang just has that way of making people feel at ease around him, and he's probably the only one who would mentor Becky with the patience and discipline she's gonna need. Nyx scores Darius as his mentor, because if anyone's gonna instill in Nyx a little more seriousness and a little less recklessness, it's Darius Stone. You get Serena. Is it because we're both women? You ask her when she drags you out of bed at the crack of dawn to go sparring. It's not as if you're unused to early hours, but before Pandora's Box, you were getting up at ridiculous AM hours to set up your rifle and camo in the grasslands, and lying patiently in wait, not getting up to become someone's punching bag. It's not as if you're not fit, either. For someone in your line of work, you have to be, so you can scale trees and run 3 miles without a break. And you can hold your own in a fight. For all that, though, your expertise still lies with ranged weaponry, and you've no doubt Serena could beat your ass in hand-to-hand, no sweat. Not something you want to be dealing with in the morning. She snorts in response to your question, not slowing down for a second. Then why didn't I get Becky? Is that a trick question? You can't help but laugh. Glasses is eager and enthusiastic, but she didn't have an ounce of experience on the field before Pandora's Box. You'd kill her within half an hour from sheer frustration. Serena turns her head to throw you a quick glance and a smile. Fair. She isn't looking at you when she continues. You already know why we were assigned to each other. I couldn't possibly mentor any of the others, and you couldn't possibly apprentice yourself to any of them either. She teaches you a lot of things that morning, but that's the most important one. That she's incapable of telling anything but the absolute, unblemished truth. Serena makes sparring lessons a regular thing. Or as regular as waking you up at all kinds of odd hours could possibly be. Sometimes she'll knock on your door at 9 in the morning, every day for a week, like clockwork. And just when you're settling into the routine, you'll be woken to your doorbell ringing incessantly at 2 a.m. Then you'll wake yourself at 6 to make sure you're ready for her, wait for hours, fall back asleep, and she'll saunter into your living room right after lunchtime. You get it. She's basically training you to be ready and alert at any and every moment, because that's the kind of life XXXers have to be used to. But it's still exhausting as hell sometimes. It sure doesn't help that she's still thrashing you soundly in every sparring session, even a month after you begin your training. You knew from the start that you weren't as proficient at hand-to-hand as Serena is, but it's not as if you'd be out cold on the floor 2 minutes into a fight. You can hold your own. Or at least you thought you could. Serena has been proving you wrong for 4 weeks straight. No matter what you try, she counters it and has you pinned within seconds. She'll point out your mistakes, correct your stances, and teach you something new. You'll adapt a move into your own repertoire, try it out the next time around, and she'll whip out something else and beat you to the dust. You get that, too. When you're fighting an enemy, they aren't just gonna stick to strikes you know how to counter. She's a good mentor, and a very good fighter. You're relatively certain a lot of weaker apprentices would probably be annoyed at how grueling the training is, but you're actually really impressed and awed by Serena and her way of making you stronger. Training is tough and tiring, but you're getting tougher too. You like learning more and becoming more powerful than you previously were. You mouth off to Serena a lot, and she's still met by a torrent of complaining whenever she decides to hold training sessions at wee hours. But you think you could do this forever. All the mentors focus on one specific, overarching concept that they believe is the core of Triple X, and drill that into their apprentices. Xander emphasizes observation. Zhang emphasizes discipline. And Darius emphasizes loyalty and teamwork and never leaving your fellow agent behind. Serena's been going with the idea of adaptation and improvisation from the very beginning. Never get used to anything, always be ready to change the game plan at the drop of a hat. In her words, there's always a first time for everything, and it's never what you expect. In simpler terms, 2 months in, you finally manage to best Serena. It happens during a night training session, when she's just swept your legs out from under you, and she's got the upper hand as usual. But for this one short second, you spy an opening in her defenses, and you just lunge. Before you even know what's happening, you're on top of her and she's pinned to the mat. You're looking right into her face, and you register surprise and a flicker of amazement. And for a moment, she doesn't even struggle. It takes you some time, but you suddenly realize two things. One, you finally managed to get one over Serena. Two, she is really, really hot. It's distracting. Distracting enough that you loosen your grip just the slightest, and that's all she needs. With a grunt and a thud, your positions are flipped to a far more familiar arrangement, and you groan as your back meets the mat again. This time, though, the usual seriousness on Serena's face is absent. She's grinning as she seats herself solidly on your legs, to make sure you can't wiggle free, raising her head and tossing her hair back to look you properly in the eye. Well done, Adele. You had me pinned, even for just a second. I'm impressed. You can't help but smile, proud and delighted and shocked all at once. Yeah? Yeah, she answers, leaning back down and in so there's just the barest inch of space between your faces. You can feel her breath warm on your cheek, the flat planes of her stomach against the ridges of your ribcage. Her eyes are dark, smoldering, and you shift your hips beneath her weight at the sight, feeling your breath nearly catch. God, she's hot. You really wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world right now. Especially not when that smirk of hers spreads wide across her face. In fact, I think you might just be ready for another kind of workout. Her tone is laden with innuendo, and yeah, that's definitely an offer you want to take her up on. After all, there are worse ways to spend your time. The End.